Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Right Now Weekly Radio Show, hosted by Vicki Winterton, founder of Expert Insights Publishing, home of best-selling books, award-winning magazines, global broadcasts, and communities. Right Now is a highly educational, inspiring, and empowering show focused on writing, publishing, and marketing your books, featuring outstanding guests from across the globe, including best-selling authors, world stage speakers, thought leaders, and visionaries with proven strategies, secret formulas, and treasured resources to help you succeed and make an impact. Welcome, sit back, and enjoy the show. And now your host, Vicki Winterton.
Hi, my name is Rhonda Branch, and I'm here today with Russell Lanier. Welcome, Russell. How are you doing today?
I'm wonderful, and it's great to connect with you on this interview.
Thank you. I want our listeners to know today that Russell Lanier is an award-winning university-educated television news producer. Russell, after leaving college, became a top news producer in the Chattanooga, Tennessee market. And Russell has got all type of honors and nominations and anything you can think of in the news business. And we're just honored to have him here today. So, Russell, how did you come to your passion and purpose in life?
I always loved writing. My passion is writing. So it just seemed that when I got backed into addiction, that it was just natural for me to write about that as well in hopes of helping other people.
And speaking of your addiction, can you give us a little information?
Sure. It's a terrible story, and it's a huge mistake that I made. I'm going to admit that and take responsibility for this right off at the top. I got engaged in investigation into crack cocaine and prostitution. And I made all of my contacts unbeknownst to my superiors. I was doing this undercover investigation. And we were getting ready to shoot the piece a couple of days away. And the drug dealer I had contacted looked at me point blank. And he says, we're grateful to be a part of your investigation, Rusty. And I'm sure you're going to help a lot of people. But he says, if you really want to know the effect of this drug, crack cocaine, says you need to try it for yourself. And I remember being absolutely appalled at the question. But I was also very deep into this and very interested and thought this was an exciting thing that I was doing. And I made the huge mistake of trying this illegal drug myself, and I became hooked. I became a street-level junkie, just like you read in the papers and see on TV.
Wow. Russell, that sounds intriguing. And when he challenged you and you tried the drug from that time until you had been to rehab six times until that time, what was it that broke you to say, I don't want to do that anymore for the last time?
As I state in my book, I had gone into rehab five times trying to kick this drug and alcohol too. It was, you know, it was a dual addiction there, alcohol and crack cocaine. But crack cocaine is just so terrible. It's so addictive, and the high is so intense. I was just on my deathbed. I just didn't want to live anymore. I'd been in and out of rehab, in and out of jails, and I just couldn't deal with this anymore. I wanted relief from my addiction, and the only relief that I could find was the thought of taking my own life. You know, as they say in recovery, you know, addiction leads only to three places, jails, institutions, and death. I'd already been to the first two, and there was only one left, and that was death. And on my deathbed, the night I was going to take my life, I cried out to God. I said, God, if you will help me get over this addiction and get clean and sober, I will write a book about how it happened in hopes of keeping other people from making the same mistake I did. And that was the beginning of my recovery. He kept his promise, and I've kept mine now with my book called Waiting to Die, Longing to Love. And I also have a website, waitingtodiebook.com, that outlines my story and gives you the opportunity to purchase the book if that's what you would like to do.
Oh, yes. I'm going to let them all know they need to buy Waiting to Die, Longing to Love. And I must say, Rusty, that is a wonderful testimony, and it truly is going to be a blessing to a lot of people, just not to people who are addicted, but to their family members and loved ones. Because I tell you, I have read your book, I reviewed your book, and it truly is powerful. And I just want to let you know, I have so much respect for you being able to now, your mission is to save other people and to testify to young people about what you've been through. That's powerful, because with a story like yours, a lot of times they always say young kids aren't going to listen. But believe me, I know that they're going to listen to your story. And I wanted to find out, when did you start writing?
I always knew that I would write a book. And even before I got clean and sober, I was writing some stuff and putting it away. And in fact, I wrote a suicide note one evening, and that's included in the book. Excerpts of it is in the book, chapter 3, I think. But I just knew that writing is one of the best things that I can do. And, you know, Pastor Rick Warren wrote a book one time called The Purpose-Driven Life.
Right.
And there's a passage in there that says, you know, if you're looking for your mission, you may want to look at your greatest pain in life. Addiction has been my greatest pain in life. And I vowed from when God saved me, when I got into recovery the next day after nearly killing myself, I said, this is my mission. I don't know what's going to happen in the future, but hopefully that this writing and my story can help someone, because you never know what happens, you know, when you're a young person like I was, or even an older person. When you try that drug the first time, or you drink your first bottle of alcohol, you never know if you're going to be the next alcoholic or drug addict. So why don't you just avoid it? Just avoid it. Just why risk it? That's my message. Why risk it? Why even try it when you know that the consequences can be so devastating? That's my message, you know, is that don't even try it. Just bypass it. And if you have gotten into it, there is always hope, no matter what, no matter how far you've gone down. There is always hope. There is always redemption. God loves his children, and he wants to see them healthy and happy.
Yes, that is so correct. And have you found that when you are talking to young people, that they're receptive to you and your story?
Absolutely. And here's why. A preacher talking about drug addiction can convey his knowledge, or a teacher who can say, you know, I had a friend who was an addict. It was so terrible. Don't ever try this, people. But you know what? The personal testimony of someone who's been there is so powerful, because I have been there. I have done that. I have experienced the desperation. I've experienced the sad times. I've experienced being so alone in my head, and all of that. And I can convey that from a position of having experienced it. And that has what people have told me is so powerful in my testimony, is that I've been there, I've done that, you know, I have my experience that nearly killed me, and I can convey that with a passion that perhaps a preacher and a teacher couldn't do.
You're right. You're absolutely right. And you mentioned Rick Warren. What influence did his book have on your life?
It was an incredible experience. Rick Barnes, the very first words in the book are, it's not about you. How many times do we go through life thinking about, I want a new car, I want to get a new house, I want to raise children. It's, you know, I is at the center of our lives. You know, when you read this book, and even in companionship with the Bible, you know, it's about what I can do for other people, not necessarily what can other people do for me, but how can I help other people? How can I help someone else? I take me off the center of my life and put God there or other people, and I've found my perspective in life when I find that I'm looking to help someone rather than to be helped myself. I is no longer on center stage.
Yes, that is an excellent way to live. And what impact would you like to see your book have on the world?
The impact and the message is it's never too late. It is never too late to change. No matter how far you've gone down that road, no matter how many mistakes you've made or how serious those mistakes are, it is never too late, and you have never done anything so wrong that you can't be forgiven and be restored. That's the message. Even from this old washed-up drug addict and journalist, you know, I have hope. Every time I get up, I've got a clean sheet of paper to try and get it right again, you know. And I ask for God's guidance in the morning and to say, help me. And when I lay my head down at night, I review what I have done in the day and just say, thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Yes.
I'm so grateful for what you've done in my life.
Yes. I tell you, listeners, I'm about to have church up in here this morning speaking to this man, Rusty Lanier, who is so powerful. His message is so powerful to the world about what he's been through and how you can go through this journey and have redemption and start all over again. And the way that you're starting over is just amazing. And I'm, you know, in your same age category, so I'm thinking, wow, this is a guy I would love to invite to my church or to a conference to speak. So how is the book getting you out there? Are you traveling a lot right now with the book?
It's still in its beginning stages. It's only been out for 3 months. So I have had articles done in local newspapers, and now I'm beginning to send the book out to talk shows and try and get my message out on a more national level. And I also want to say that this is not a children's book. This is about addiction in its rawest form. It starts right out with me in the middle of a drug bust, and it talks about prostitution and crack cocaine and everything surrounding that. So this is not a book for children. This is the real deal, and I don't hold back anything. I use very vivid language in describing my first high and how I got involved and all the terrible things that happened after that. I'm working on the marketing of it right now and trying to get the word out.
And you know, when I look at the name, and I remember the first time I saw the cover of your book and I saw the name Waiting to Die, Longing to Love, the first thing came to my mind, this is going to be a movie.
You know, as a television news producer, I think in pictures when I'm writing, and that did cross my mind that perhaps it might be worthy of a movie one day, and I wrote it with that in mind, believe it or not, because you saw how graphic the opening chapters were.
Yes.
And also, to speak about the cover, what you're going to see on the cover is a picture of me addicted with blood red eyes, and then another picture of me smiling as I'm in recovery. So you see the contrast. One was in 2004 when I was addicted, and I looked like the devil almost. And then the other picture on there of me in recovery. There's such a contrast there of the difference between, you know, being delirious and near death and being in recovery and being clean and sober.
Like I said, I see it on the screen. But I want our listeners to know today that the book, Waiting to Die, Longing to Love, is very, very powerful. And it has become Russell's mission to speak to young people, to speak to all people about his experience as an addict, and to warn them about experimenting with drugs and alcohol and what the consequences can be. And his main mission is just to help people get away from drug addiction, you know, and that's his life's mission. And Rusty, I just want to say it is an honorable life mission for you to have taken this on, because I know that it's not easy. And I just want to say I have a lot of respect for you for telling your story and reaching out to people all around the world.
I'm so grateful to be alive to tell my story. You know, I'm grateful for God, each day that when I get up, I have blood is pumping through my veins, and I have a clear head. So, yes, I'm grateful. And I just wanted to say one other thing about the book is this is a very unique book. Most people who have written their memoirs about drug addiction waited until after they've gotten out of rehab. What makes this one unique is that I wrote the book during rehab. This has never been done before, from what I understand. And that's what makes it so real. I'm not relying on my memory to write. I'm writing things down day by day as they're happening. As my mind is healing, my brain is healing from drug addiction, I'm writing this stuff down. You can see how my thinking is warped in many ways.
Yeah.
But, you know, as I'm relying on God to bring me through this. And, of course, there are three avenues of which you can obtain this book. BarnesandNoble.com, they have it in their computer. Amazon.com, and, of course, my personal website, WaitingToDieBook.com.
Well, thank you for letting our listeners know how they can reach you. And so can you tell them again how we can reach you?
Through those three websites, BarnesandNoble.com. They have 600 stores nationwide. You can walk in and order it, or you can order it from your computer, BarnesandNoble.com, Amazon.com. All you do is type in my name, Russell Lanier, the keywords, and my personal website, WaitingToDieBook.com. And if you want to write me a letter, my mailing address, P.O. Box, is on the WaitingToDieBook.com website. I always love feedback.
Absolutely. And you have a lot for people to give feedback on. Again, Russell Lanier, as known as Rusty, thank you so much for joining us today. It has been a pleasure and an honor to speak with you. And congratulations on Waiting to Die, Longing to Love. And I look forward to seeing you probably on the Steve Harvey Show here pretty soon over the next year.
I would love to do that. And, you know, I give all the praise to God who, like I said, he kept his end of the bargain when I was on my deathbed. I was a writer. I never had any writing blocks as I was writing. I mean, everything just flowed. As soon as I sat down at the computer, it just flowed out. But, you know, that's how I know it was inspired, you know. So,
right.
I hope people can get a blessing from the book and realize that you've never gone too far that you can't get help.
Yes. I'd like to thank our audience for joining us, and thank you, Rusty, for joining us today. And if you would like to discover more about Expert Insights Publishing and our best-selling books, award-winning magazines, our global communities, and broadcasts, go to GETEI.com. That's GETEI.com. Everyone, have a wonderful week.